Whether you're a reader or not, you should definitely check out the Think Tank blog. It's a blog written for us and focuses on the things that affect us and that we hardly ever discuss. Visit thethinktankblog.com or search the Twitter hashtag thethinktankblog for posts and updates. Go read, think, comment, and share. I'm just smoking in a cooler. I'm just smoking in a cooler. Praying that they free Gucci. Praying that they free Gucci. I'm just running around with that tulip. I'm just running around with that tulip. Praying that they free Gucci. Praying that they free Gucci. What's up? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP_Trill. I'm here with the best co-host I can possibly ask for, Jay Gray.
What's going on, man? This is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray too.
Tank.
What's going on, y'all? You can follow me at @_I'm_Tink.
Slim.
Yo, you can follow me at @ambitious_Slim.
Day.
What's up with y'all, man? Follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
This week was really, really live. It was a lot of things going on. And I was like, yeah, we're going to have to talk about a lot of this shit. First up, let's talk about Party Next Door and his fuckboyness. Like, I don't even fucking understand. Like, he put a picture out, and the perception that he gave was that the girl was cheating with him.
Yeah, he used the side nigga filter.
Yes. So, I'm really not understanding why he would do that and what was the point of that. But it sent Twitter into this craze because you get people choosing sides and who's right and who's wrong. And a lot of people went against the, what's her name, Kalani?
Kalani.
Kalani. I keep
they
saying Kalani.
They went ham on her. Like, they talked about her all day.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of people took, okay, this guy is good. He got a job. He making a lot of money. It's what women want. He's 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? And then you cheat on him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if that nigga can't win, can't none of us win? And I think that's how a lot of guys looked at it. But even in that situation, we do have to understand we didn't get the whole story, but we can only go off of what we're given. And she uploaded the picture the next day of her being in the hospital, insinuating that she almost committed suicide, and then Party Next Door was there to save her life. It's like, this the same nigga put you in a situation.
Right.
So, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But a lot of people do use the I'm going to kill myself as the ace of spades.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Well, Lamar Odom.
Did he use that or did he really almost die?
I was just bullshit. Nah, because I know that man like really almost got some shit.
Lamar Odom was trying to go and get up at this
motherfucker.
Lamar
Odom almost died.
Like, literally,
like,
he was almost gone.
He was almost out of here.
Yeah, he was almost gone. So that's my thing is, it seems like that's a popular tactic to use to try to keep a partner or to help the relationship get better some way, somehow. I'm king of pulling out all stops when I know that she fed up. And what I'm used to doing ain't getting her back right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been that nigga. That's when you start leaving them, when she not answering the phone on the fifth ring like she used to. So now you like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I ain't calling you no more. And 30 minutes later, you call again and she don't answer. And next was, man, you crying a little bit. It ain't just too much, but you crying some. Hey, look, this ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of what me and you had, I feel like you wouldn't do me like this.
Oh, and that, we better than this. Like,
yeah. Then that last you call, that like last this. Voicemail before your voicemail is full.
We getting cussed out.
Man, you know what? I don't even want to live without you, girl. I can't see myself being with nobody.
Why are you doing me like that? I thought you loved me.
Real
crying
shit.
Crying like a motherfucker. Real this shit. Night.
Real shit. That's what you got to do when you know you done fucked up and you can't, like, it feels like you're not about to get your chick back. You got to put the cats out
but
the bag.
Kyrie said they weren't even together.
I know, he did. He did nip that in the bud, but that could have been to save face.
Exactly, yeah. And her, because he cares about it. It's clear that he still cares about her and her family. I think he did that to save face for her, because she was getting slandered. Like, slandered.
And that's scary, man.
This is what I think about the whole situation. First of all, Party, whoever his name is, that was a messed up move that I don't care if she did try to commit suicide. He should have been the person right next to her. It should have been somebody else there, a family member, somebody. Yeah. This is a person that caused the situation that you're going through. He posted the picture. And you allow him. There are rules to having a main person and a side person. Phones should never come out at any time with your side person. That's me personally. If you're at their house, their phone should be in a drawer. And you should always hear it as it opens. So you know that, hey, they fucked.
Yeah, you talking about. I'm gonna let you have that one.
This is my thing. A side person should never have that type of access to you where they can expose you.
Don't, in life. Don't incriminate yourself.
Okay, were they
I'm not incriminating myself.
Were her and Party Next Door together first?
Yeah, I think they were together first and they broke up and she moved on to somebody else. All
right, but just to clarify, Party Next Door is 22 and Kalani is 20.
Both children.
I wouldn't say they're children, but they're
young
both
adolescents. They're going through their love phase.
Yeah.
So
they're still young.
They're doing some crazy shit right now. Really crazy shit.
Like
I've
faking suicide. Because that's what
I have been there,
I ain't gonna
bro.
Say.
You fake suicide,
not me.
I'm just gonna say.
I ain't gonna say fake. I won't go that far. One, because I mean, I don't know, man. Ridicule.
This is the same person before you start that not too long ago made fun of somebody else that was attempting suicide in another issue. So come back, Jay. Let's go.
I'm just saying, even if it's even if it's contradicting, I just can't. You thinking about a person who, how old is she, 22?
20
years old?
Come back, Jay. Let's go.
And then she crossed the legs.
Right. But still, man, I just.
Still so spicy.
Like, I just can't deal with that. I just can't. I don't know. 20 years old, public ridicule. I ain't no telling.
Okay. All
you
right.
Know, that can be serious.
I can give you that. But all I'm saying is it's been known that some people
in similar situations
would fake.
I've had one of my brothers, his ex-wife, she was similar to Kulani, whatever her name is.
Kulani?
Kulani? Yeah, enema going on?
But she did some foul stuff, right? In order to keep my brother, she used to always tell him that she was going to commit suicide. Like, she was going to kill herself if he left.
Yeah.
Or if he didn't do this, she was going to kill herself. And it worked for, like, 6 years.
Mm. Wow.
And then finally, he was like, you know what? Fuck this. Do what you got
to do. Do it then. Sick of you. Do it.
Like, do you know how terrible? Like, even after 6 years, like, you know what?
And the crazy thing about it, when he left, he was
you know
the
how terrible that sounds?
I'm going to kill myself.
He was still the bad person.
Bad?
He was the bad person. People would talk bad to him when he left. Like, people do that. I mean, because I'm saying this to say this. Suicide is so heavy out here. People are taking them lives, their lives. They're suffering from mental issues. They're suffering. It's people out here that's real deal going through. And for you or whomever you are, not saying whoever this chick is faking, I side eye her. Don't play with it. It's too serious out here to play with it in order to keep somebody. Let that person go. If somebody don't want to be with you, let them go. Do not go to the extreme of saying, if I can't have you, I'm going to kill myself. You didn't have them before. You met them. You once did not know them. Learn how to live without them again. Get out of here.
Okay. All right. This is me, though. I just know that I've been in a situation where I had to, you know, act like it was almost over for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, the doctor told me, they don't know if I got cancer, and you about to leave me. You know what I'm saying? That shit worked.
JP, you a terrible person.
That shit worked, though.
Wait a minute. You told her you had cancer?
It's my fake terminal illness.
No, I said they didn't know if I had cancer. And you about
did
to
she
leave
stay?
Me before I
you,
find
you
out.
Didn't even know the
did
doctor,
she stay?
You ain't even with you ain't stepped in nobody's hospital.
You
to
know
what type of doctor? What type of, wait a minute, y'all. What type of doctor did you tell her that was gonna diagnose
Listen,
you?
Listen, it worked until
OBGYN.
Listen, it worked. It worked.
My primary care told me I might have cancer.
My gynecologist called me.
It worked.
My heart doctor told me I got a tube in my brain.
It worked until I told her to meet me at the hospital. And they walked up, and I'm sitting in a wheelchair that they had left outside.
Oh my goodness.
And the nurse came out there, sir, we need this back.
So contrary inside of here, man.
I was like, oh my bad. You got it.
I'm good, y'all. I'm straight.
What hospital were you in? The man?
The power of Jesus. He healed. You see how quick he healed?
That's so bad. That might be the
C word. I'm just saying, you know, I've been that person before. You know what I'm saying?
That shit almost worked, bro.
Like, this shit almost, she came running. I was surprised how fast she got there.
Man, I wish I could have seen your face.
I'm sitting in the wheelchair.
Yeah, my OBGYN said I got cancer.
She was like, you want me to push you up to the room? I was like, nah.
What room?
I don't feel like being there right now. And then the nurse came out. Excuse me, sir. We're going to need that wheelchair.
What's the next topic?
You had to be at the med for them to come take the wheelchair.
Who's at Lobano, man?
I was like, you know
Lobano
what?
Lobano's not going to take wheelchairs.
Cool. You got it.
If they are from a grown man. Sir, we got kids in here dying. Can you give me...
All right, the
old ass
next big news, we're going to have to move on to D'Angelo Russell and Nick Young.
Shout out to your Lakers.
For all who don't know that D'Angelo and Nick Young were kicking it out, maybe after game practice, who knows. And they were having a conversation, and Nick Young was talking about women he's been sleeping with. And D'Angelo was recording it the whole time. And at the end of the video, D'Angelo says, thank you for saying that for my video. All right? So the video goes up on Snapchat. It's been up for 7 whole days, right? And then on the 8th or 9th day, the media's like, let's run rampant with this story and talk about how the Lakers locker room are into it and they are about to fight D'Angelo
the 8th day
Russell.
According to the Bible is when social media comes.
So they spent the story saying, you know, they're about to get fighting in the locker room and none of the players want to play with D'Angelo, and that's why we got beat by 89 by whoever we lost to.
Y'all been getting beat though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's tank season, like we losing on
season
purpose. Yeah.
What has been lasting like 3 years.
Okay, I was saying, all you got to do is remember, even in our down years.
We still got championships.
Oh, my bad. You on Miami Heat team. My fault.
You right.
Yeah. I don't know if you still down with them. But like I was saying, so the media run crazy with the story, and you get Twitter going crazy. And I think a lot of people have to understand, one, he's 20. So this is like the age of technology where they record every goddamn thing. Mm. Not saying they do typically, like you see people get murdered on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like people record everything, doing drugs.
This is what I think happens.
Overdosing on drugs, like for real, for real.
I think whatever this conversation was, it was had prior to that video because he was so open with talking to him about certain things.
Yeah, they've been talking about it.
They had been talking about it. So for this person, I'm trying to stop cursing. So for this person to come back and ask him these same questions over, because this is what I think happened, to record it, to put it out, that says a lot about his character. Like, that's a teammate. Teammates are supposed to be
like
sort
brothers.
Of kind of brothers,
man,
family.
Man.
Like, don't do that. Even if they're still playing with you, y'all still having games, nobody's going to chill with you.
First of all, let's get understood.
And
this thing was up for 7 days.
And on the 8th
Nick
day.
Nick Young knew.
Yes.
He knew. He followed him. He seen the video. They probably giggled and laughed about it.
But clearly what is she?
Okay.
British? Australian?
Let's just go through 3 different scenarios here, right? All right. It's 3 things that could have happened here. Nick Young has been playing terrible basketball since Iggy Azalea has came into his life.
I want to leave
her. Her career is now over. It's done. It is over, right? It's probably
Did
never.
Did T.I. throw her back to Australia?
It's probably never going to be resurrected, okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe Denzel was like, we need to get this motherfucker away from her so we can get him back playing good basketball. That's one scenario, mm-hmm. right? Second scenario, because he it's nothing to gain from this, right? So the second scenario is it could have been done as a joke. Who knows? Don't fucking know. And then the third one is that his girlfriend put up the video. But either way it go, the video was out for 7 whole days. And
7 whole nights.
That's what I'm saying.
Without a word from you. Can't say. Yeah,
it
okay.
It was no big deal about that. So you get, like, I don't understand, but personally, he's 20. Nowadays, everybody records everything and uploads almost everything. So that just may be what they're doing now. I don't fucking know, but I can't fault him. This is something J. Gray would say. I can't fault him for being ignorant to something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or
because like at 20, you really don't know all the man code laws. You know what like, I mean? And that's one of the.
And that's what I was saying. You got people who almost 30 or 30 plus. He's supposed to know, like no, some like
you
like stuff like, that
don't
you know now. You didn't know then.
Yeah, somebody don't tell you this shit. You ain't gonna know it.
So. And they was joking, like he was doing it for all fun and playing.
But I don't know.
And then at the same time, if you gonna cheat, don't be telling nobody, bro. Like, or don't cheat at all, cause black men not supposed to cheat.
Mm. Like, after how many L's? After one tsunami. After tsunami cheated, y'all took 2 L's right behind each other.
So you don't think that he had any kind of common sense? I don't know who tsunami is. Who's tsunami?
The first girl that cheated, Kalani.
Tsunami.
I'm not gonna put age on anything because
me either. Like that's common sense. Like man. This dude.
It was foul. You recording a conversation
Common sense ain't so common with social media era. People go in and take pictures of their job and say they hate it.
Yo, you get fired.
At work.
You can get fired.
They be
like
at
that.
Work with their uniform on.
And badge
like,
on.
I hate my job.
You get fired like that. That's stupid. Yeah. Don't do that.
I mean, common sense ain't common at this time. I mean, kids, they crazy. So you got to understand that. So you think about a 20-year-old millionaire playing for the Lakers.
One of the biggest markets.
Second highest market outside of my Knicks. Just ski that. So.
Still no excuse.
I mean, you can say it's no excuse, but had you been 20 and a millionaire, you probably made some bad decisions. I made bad decisions with $200 as a teenager, 19.
Not one that will cost me friendships.
Worst decision I ever made, dog. I bought an E-40 album, dog. Worst $15.
You had 50 cents.
No, worst $15 I ever spent in my life. It was E-40 album. I never forget. It was called the Earl Stevens.
You couldn't keep up.
Nah.
The Ghost Ride the Whip jump.
Nah. It was a jump with
Sprinkle Me on
Big,
it.
No, Big Ballin' It with my homies.
Yeah,
it was like 98, 99. I heard this song. I liked it. I was like, man, I'm gonna get this album because I did fuck with Sprinkle Me now.
Sprinkle
Me was the shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go and get this E-40 album because I knew it was gonna be more. But I bought this shit. It was the worst album I ever heard in my life. So Earl Stevens, I fuck with you, man. You a OG out here, man. But I need that 15.
So
I need that money.
So I can't fault him for that. He made a bad decision.
So this is what we're gonna do now. That because you're 20, 21, 22, when you do messed up things, we're gonna say I can't really fault that person
No, because you gotta also understand it wasn't a problem until media grabbed it. The shit was on his Snapchat.
Or was it
a
problem that was handled privately before media grabbed it? We don't know if it was an issue privately or not.
No, it couldn't have been handled because if KP tweets something, right? If he tweets something that I don't agree with, or it's something that's incriminating me.
Yeah.
at least by day two, I'm gonna be like, hey,
bro, what's up?
Chill
so
out.
How popular is
delete
this
that
Russell
shit.
Guy? How popular is he?
It don't matter.
Who? No, this is the question. How popular is
Denzel
he?
Russell?
That it took 8 days.
Denzel Russell
to grab this. Yeah,
he's the number two draft pick in the NBA. Oh, okay. NBA draft.
So, like I
but
said,
anyway,
if KP,
if Kobe would have done that, it would have been 2 hours. They would have had it, right? It
no,
would have went.
I don't know. I don't know.
If any other player,
but this year, yes, because this is his retirement year. But I don't know.
Any other player, any other Melo, if Carmelo would have did that, they would have grabbed it within 2 hours. It would have been over social media like crazy.
I don't think it was really an issue between the team. I still don't think it. You got to think about it. It was a story out that Nick Young and Jordan Clarkson sexually harassed a woman. Mm. Then the video comes out, and you ain't heard shit else about this story. So that was another scenario I forgot to throw out there. Oh, so that could have been done deliberately to take away from. It's like, oh, let's spin this shit.
I said it
could
have just been a spin. Like, it's no way that you telling me that two teammates who are with each other.
Even if there was no beef, that video should have never been posted.
But
ever.
You can't say this, because they probably did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
We like, don't, you think of people who are
okay,
around
we're
each
not
other.
Looking at it. We're not looking at the diversion. Right. I'm not looking at the diversion part of it. I'm looking at it as a man breaking a code. You
he
don't
may
do
not
that.
Know what the code is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they probably did saying. It together.
I've had dudes send me smiley emoji faces that did not know that was not okay until it was pointed out to them. Some dudes don't know that.
What? Wait. Yeah. Wait, are you sure?
No, I'm saying some younger, like teenagers, they don't know that shit.
Don't send me no smile on the face, nigga.
Yeah, like teenagers, they send nothing but emojis and all that.
Yeah, that's all they do.
So it's like they don't know.
See, you reading way too deep. We talking about 18, 17-year-olds, Slim. Mm. Little cousins. They don't know.
Oh, your little cousins.
Yeah, this ain't no dude making advances.
No, I'm not even saying dude making advances.
KP, what you doing? Wink, wink, wink. No, that's not what
I'm saying. I'm like, why are they sending smiley faces like this? But
I'm just saying,
you gotta understand, you gotta stop thinking in the sense of Slim in the mind of Slim today versus Slim in the mind of 18. You gotta start thinking it from a perspective of what a teenager is doing. Teenagers.
That's like, okay, put it like this. Slim busted windows at a house back in the day. Did Slim know?
I knew everything I was doing. I knew.
But you okay with it now?
It.
Would you do it now?
No.
Why?
I'm past it. I'm past it.
Because you know
Thank
better,
Thank you,
right?
ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not that I didn't know better then, because I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew that was a felony that I could have gotten.
But
I still wanted to
do
it.
You wouldn't do it now. Would you do it now?
No, because he's gone. I don't fuck with those type of people anymore.
Slim, but would you do, if you got the same man that you got then, would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because my daddy had to pay for that.
Because we grew up.
Because we mature. And we
it wasn't that I did not know better. That's
so
what I'm saying.
So
I wasn't blind.
Okay, so you still saying you are the same, like, you're the same
mindset.
Would
I do that now? No, I'm too old for that now. However, but if y'all talking as if he doesn't know better. Super I knew what I was doing. I knew
Slim,
better. I knew what I was doing was
you
wrong.
You didn't know. Kids know. They just don't know.
I wasn't a child. I was in my 20s.
You still was messed up in the head. Slim.
No, I wasn't.
But Slim, you wouldn't do it now.
Yeah, no.
But you're smarter.
What he's saying is that you didn't know. You probably.
I knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, and
I just
kids
wanted
know
to do
stealing
kids
ain't
don't
right.
Necessarily know. Like, they'll do shit and not know how bad it
this
is.
This man is not a child.
He's still 20, though. Like,
Slim, you was in your 20s when you.
Like, a lot of people don't really grow up until.
Never said, oh my goodness, I didn't know what I was doing. Or somebody took up for me. I knew exactly what I was doing.
But
I took accountability for that. I didn't say, oh my goodness, I was young. No. I wanted to do it, so I did it. And I knew the consequences of it.
You wouldn't do it now because you're older.
I'm past that type of behavior.
Because you're older.
Not because it has nothing to do with age, because I knew better. I knew it was wrong. Jay, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here saying I was 22 and saying I didn't know better, so I did it. No. I was wrong then, just like he's wrong now.
It ain't about him being wrong, Slim. It's
no,
about
y'all
making
it seem like he's 20, so he doesn't know better.
No, Slim, it's a
no. That's what y'all
it's
said.
It's called growing pains. Yeah, it's certain stuff that you did when you were younger that you wouldn't do now because of the mindset that you are in now. You knew what you were doing, just like a 16-year-old knows what stealing is and the repercussions of stealing. That ain't gonna stop them from taking something out of a store. But when they 28 years old, they gonna be like, damn, that was dumb as hell. It's like, not
why
the,
would I steal this?
Why would I steal this that?
$10. I mean, like, it's 10 cents.
It like people don't. It ain't about the repercussions. It's about the fact that you making the decision to do so. And when you get older, you realize that I shouldn't have made that decision.
So did you not know better? You just didn't care. Mm-hmm. You didn't care. Because what you're saying is
what
he does not know
better.
What
cares about repercussion?
But he knew better, right? He just didn't care about the repercussion.
That's what young people do. They are invincible. They feel that everything is not me. It won't be me. It won't be me that get caught. It won't be me that does this. And
yeah, I'm smarter than you. I ain't gonna catch me. Yeah, Slim.
You kind of
get it. But we get.
No, I still, keep going, because he don't know better. Y'all got it. He doesn't know better. That's why he's
how do you not cut?
Because that's what he said. He doesn't know, but he's 20. He doesn't know better. He's gonna grow up and look at that situation and say, damn, I didn't know better.
I think he already did. I think he's already had time to reflect on it.
But he didn't mean it in that way, right?
Even if it wasn't, most people do things by mistake and don't have malicious intent, but it still fucks with another person's life, right? Or fix them some type of way.
Things you say, things you do.
And you might not be malicious about it, but it can affect another person, you know? And then you might say, hey, okay, next time I know what not to do, or I should go about it a better way. Like, you've never insulted a friend by trying to get them constructive criticism or anything like that?
Yeah.
Do you say that you're going to try to say it differently the next go around?
No. Constructive criticism is going to hurt feelings. It's that's why it's constructive. As long as you're not trying to be mean and malicious behind it. No,
I wouldn't say that.
People can take you telling them that, you know what, girl, the outfit, it does not look good on your body type. People can take that and that'll literally hurt their feelings. But it's not you being malicious. That's constructive criticism.
But
bitch,
you
don't
gotta know how
don't
to
walk in the house like that.
You got to know that you can't say certain things to certain people. The way you would say it to everybody else.
You gotta be creative with your approach.
And then at the same time, anytime that you offer constructive criticism, you always gotta start off with positive reinforcement.
It's like it's called the positive sandwich.
Yeah.
Positive, constructive criticism, positive. Yeah. You're doing great.
Yeah,
so
this shit here fucked up, man.
It's a shit sandwich.
But let me tell you what'll work.
But you know the sad thing about that, some people only focus on
that's
that middle
what I call,
part.
I call a shit sandwich.
Yeah, that,
some people only focus on. I don't care what you say, good before
but at the
or
same,
after.
At the same time, you took the initiative to take their feelings into consideration versus saying, "Fuck it, I'm gonna keep it real."
You stupid as hell.
No, yeah. I don't do that.
You need to read a book.
It just ain't gonna work.
I told the truth. Like no, man.
No, the truth. Sometimes, you know what?
And I think since we're on the way of the way people talk to people and things like that, K Michelle goes on Breakfast Club, and she is upset with Angela Yee for not taking up for her, being a woman and taking up for her when Uncle Murda and Mano said that her pussy smelled like boo boo.
Mano said it too.
See, when we get into these topics, I'd be so out the loop because we on this reality TV type stuff.
Well,
Mano's not on reality.
It's radio, but
it's
I'm
radio.
Just saying.
It's on the Breakfast Club.
For the simple, she was upset with Angela Yee for not taking up for her.
Are they friends?
She just said, as a woman, you should take up for me.
Okay, but she's
the
only.
The fact that she's been to her listening parties and all of that.
Okay, that's what I thought.
She's a part of radio.
She was doing, it's journalism.
In her family. Is she has people that works in the on the label that K Michelle is on. What does she owe her?
She was saying as a woman, you should understand how hurtful that is, and the fact that you bringing the topic back up says a lot about you.
Oh,
but that's journalism, though.
You have to talk about things you don't want to talk about. It gets listeners. K Michelle is known for.
Okay, first off, you got to understand once you seek to be famous. You give up a lot of
privacy.
A lot of privacy. So you can't sit here and be like pick and choose what you want.
Talked about or not.
You know, they're like all you can go off of is what you give as a reaction. And she don't give the best reactions to things.
She crumbles, but in a crazy way crumble. And then comes back and wants to be the victim.
She went off on Angela Yee. that morning.
Crumble.
And then
crazy crumble.
I go on lunch. I go on lunch at 11 o'clock. I get in my car, cut on Sirius Radio, listen to Sway in the morning. She's fucking crying.
She's the victim.
So I'm like, why the fuck are you crying? You know, like, you just...
K.
Like,
Michelle is good at playing the victim.
She's
good. No, she's good at starting a lot of crap and coming back playing the victim. I did this because... No, you don't do messed up stuff.
Yeah, she is one of those people who...
Sound like a woman to me.
Hold on. Slow down. Real quick.
She is one of those type of
people. I ain't
hating
or nothing. It ain't
she
no,
is
ain't
one of those type
of
people
nothing,
that is... This is
she
going
does
wrong.
That whole, she does
this is
I
going
ain't
wrong.
Crazy. I'm passionate because you
not,
dudes block.
See how y'all done took passionate and made it something so nasty.
Okay, we'll get on
is.
That. Give me
but
a
go
second.
Ahead.
But she's one of those type of people who
passionate.
Is the everything is wrong in my life because of this person. Or
yeah, I don't like
this.
Those
is not right
people.
In my life because of this person. Like, she's one of those type of people.
She never owns the messed up stuff she does. It's always somebody else's fault.
The day she got on Instagram and said she didn't consider herself
black.
She is a dolphin.
I unfollowed her.
What the fuck she said?
A mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
A mermaid.
He said a dolphin.
A mermaid with a zebra body. Like, that doesn't even go together.
You put that on your job application? Like, is this shit like a
dolphin? When you say other, you say what?
Yeah, other with the line underneath.
Mermaid
you
of
put
the sea.
Dolphin.
Zermaid.
Ariel's distant cousin.
That's cool.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna do that.
I feel like she suffers from mental health issues.
She is something seriously
you know?
Wrong with
but
her.
Typically, when you're in the spotlight,
I just don't
of
think
some,
she knows how to express herself.
When you're in the
or
spotlight,
or how to respond to a constant flat,
or
like,
not respond.
It's
okay
like,
not
I,
to respond.
I get it, man. I can see how it's very tough, especially on women, because it's really like any aspect of how you really look at both sides of the spectrum. You got like people like K. Michelle, Amber Rose type people, Kim K. Then you got someone like Aisha Curry and all of the backlash that she's getting lately with all
Why?
Of that. But like, think about both of them. Like, you getting female responses out the craziness on each end. Like, can you imagine? Like, being a person where you were like the topic of a whole national discussion, and you seeing just constant backlash about whatever it is that you're doing.
But you keep,
I can't
you
see how
keep provoking people. This is Kay. We're going to only talk about K. Michelle. She provokes people to do things, and yeah. then wants to cry and say, they just keep coming for me. You are sending invites, ma'am. And when you send them, people come. So you cannot get on air and start. You just went off on her because she didn't take up for you as a woman. But yet, just a few months ago on Instagram, you didn't even like black women. So what you need her taking up for you for? What you need her? What you need her support for? You don't even want us supporting you because we're mad. We're bitter. What you? And you're the queen of bitter, mad people, but you want us to support you. Kay Michelle, is something really wrong with her?
I mean, it's just a poor strategy.
And she doesn't have a good publicist or anything.
Yeah, I mean,
somebody's
it's
supposed
a poor
to be doing
strategy
that for her.
Because some people like to attack people to throw the attention off of them. Look at what they're doing. You know, like.
So they won't look at that I'm messed up and shaped
right,
like
right,
a zebra.
Right. Damn. But it's terrible nonetheless.
So
is she thick?
So you think
she looks weird sometimes?
So you think most women do what K. Michelle does?
I ain't gonna say most. Like, when you see the accountability, because I don't want to turn this into a battle of the sexes type thing.
Okay.
You know how that shit turns into, and people get defensive, and it's like, see,
like, it still makes great conversation.
But it's
we
like,
can have that here.
Right, but it's like, I don't see a good sense of accountability. Right, I see a blaming thing. It's always your fault. Like, men get blamed for damn near everything.
Do they? We don't blame
I don't
y'all.
See it being a my fault type thing at all. Like, I don't see it. So it's just like anything that is emotionally distressful, anything that's problematic about like how society views women and so on and so forth, we're categorized as a reason. Y'all like women with all the makeup. That's what y'all like. Y'all like hoes. Y'all like. Don't blame us for justification of whatever it is that you're doing. Like, you're doing it not for us. You're doing it for you. Or you did it for you. Or and You know, I always say, like, you're the common denominator of everything that you face. But instead of it being your fault or some form of accountability of it being you,
you know what?
Turn around and say,
I'm going to agree with you.
It's our damn fault.
And this is why, because what I've noticed on social media is a lot of women gravitate to what a man wants. If a man get on there, KP has been obsessed with red hair.
Oh, my God.
Like, super, super crazy.
Shout
like
out to women with red hair.
The highlighter. And this one girl I follow, I used to follow on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. And A Red, I think that's her name. You follow?
Yeah, that's my baby.
She's pretty as that's hell with that red hair. She's pulling it
she
off.
She was in Memphis about a month ago.
Like, she
I
is
wanted to
gorgeous.
Stalk her so bad, but I ain't had no gas.
You're going
to
see more people with highlighter red hair this summer. You're going to see more people, not because of you, because more men, a lot of men are getting on and saying, yeah, red hair is it. So you can see more people get red hair.
Yeah.
Women tend to, what they see on social media, especially if guys like it, they're going to go for that. Instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to be myself and not conform to what they want me to be. But then they complain about it once they get it, because next month you may like purple hair.
Yeah.
And red hair might not be in no more. Well, y'all just said, y'all last month, y'all like this.
And another thing about that, just to piggyback off what you're saying is, you gonna see a wave of that because of quote unquote, I did it for me.
Yeah. Stop it, ladies. Let's talk about that too.
Like women like the attention of men, but they just, I don't know, man. It's a slippery slope, to be honest. It's just like it's real.
Then like
slope.
A year ago, they did it for me and started getting fades.
I think it is a lot of different ways to look at it, because you do get some women who do it solely for the attention of men, and then you get some women who do it solely because they trying to outdo another chick, and then you get that woman who actually does it because that's
she
something
wants it
she
to
wanted
do.
To do.
And she gets caught in crossfire.
You don't know who to tell who's
yeah. You don't know what to do.
And I think that's where we probably get caught up in not knowing, but you know.
Well,
I think it's pretty easy to see what she's doing for the attention of men.
Because you can see who talk about it. I mean, it's more so about who says what about it. And it's all about your intent. Yeah. I look at things from intentional purposes. If I see that you're doing something and you're speaking about what other people are doing in the process, I know that you're not genuinely doing it for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As simple as that.
I bought a case of bottled water for Flint, and you ain't bought nothing. Y'all ain't did nothing.
Right, or ladies drink water. Ladies look at this and take
pineapples.
Right, doing all these other things. Like,
you know what? Let's talk about them pineapples real quick.
But I mean, like, you just
continue
to
take care of yourself, ladies. You won't have to do all that stuff. Just take care of balance your people.
Let me say this and we get back on topic. Drink water.
A lot of
drink less soda.
A lot, yeah.
And eat fruits.
Yeah.
It does wonders for how you taste, shawty. Like, for real.
It does wonders for the, I'm not going to. It does wonders for your body.
Men too. But I'm a dude. And I'm talking about girls. Okay. But let me say this. Because I've been on dates, and as soon as the chick say, give me a Coke, I know right then
first
and there.
First of all, Cokes are disgusting.
I'm never eating her pussy.
The Coke is a granny's peach tea.
I'm never eating her
pussy.
That's
what Cokes are.
And she.
Granny's are. What the hell is going on?
Did you see what this is?
Man, snatch the shit out of that Coke off the table. But, wait, what you say, Slim, about peach tea?
Granny's peach tea.
Peach tea.
For Batman and Robin.
I love Coke.
Man, look, if a chick order a Coke while we on a date, I would never eat her pussy. I swear to God. I can tell the difference between a girl who drinks Cokes and sodas.
I don't want to imagine how that conversation goes.
You drink Cokes and sodas every
day. That's the problem.
That's a problem.
You can't drink that stuff every day.
See, like, because I can tell the difference between what pussy tastes like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, imagine.
It's been drinking soda, hadn't it? Yeah,
you had a Coke today, didn't you?
It tastes a little bit more.
You had a dark
it's Coke
soda
Dr.
today.
Pepper.
Yeah, it's like,
a dark
it's
soda
a little
today.
More fizz on your tongue. You know what I mean? Like a little more, like little bubbles. You know what I'm saying?
Like acid in the vagina?
Just like a little bit.
In the vagina?
This man said women be. This man said women be carbonated.
I'm not trying to say. I'm not saying.
You have a carbonated vagina.
She got an acid feel.
It's a little refreshing. I mean, sometimes when you drink ice cream. Listen, when you drink an ice cold Sprite, when that motherfucker, when the bubbles
hit. Oh, so when you first open, like you pop a can, if you pop a can of soda, that fizzle that comes up, is that it?
Yeah, that's like that look, that's that little effervescence.
Oh my goodness.
That might
little tickle like, under your nose.
That might
nasty as hell. Man.
That might say one of the bubbles hit your throat. If your pussy tastes like Alka-Seltzer, I don't want you.
That's a venereal disease.
I'm just saying, like how the bubbles rise up to the top and then like
no, that's a disease.
Turn the light on and look at that thing. All I'm saying is the effect.
You need to go ahead and get the little cell phone light on that.
Hey, that's
the effect.
Like they're refreshing, you know what I'm saying? Like when you pull the, like when you open the top and you hear that sound,
like popping grease on chicken.
Like, when you pull the top down and you hear that.
Can you imagine the chick taking her drawers off? You hear that noise?
You
want to
be excited
or
sad?
Turn that light on immediately.
Wait a minute.
Look at that.
Turn that light on immediately. You open your one of them chili sizzlers, or if it's just like a cold. You know what I'm saying? If it's prolonged, but like if it's like a short, just like, you know, like when you open that top, then it doesn't go. Yeah. Bam. Then there's like a little bit of effervescence, you know what I'm saying? Finna get a little refreshing. But if that shit looks like
and it come to the table.
Yeah, like damn man, they got the sizzling in motherfucker. Damn. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put the gloves on when they have that motherfucker. They gotta have
the
shit
little
sitting on
oven mitt on
the oven mitt. They got the fucking the pan.
They got the wooden tray.
Like they
on
got
some
protection.
Wood. Now y'all
got, then they warn you now. This is hot.
Before you go in and try it, you gotta blow on this. Listen,
when you overheat a hot pocket and that feeling hit your goddamn tongue, now that's the worst shit in the life because you can't taste shit for at least 3 days.
Yeah.
Real, man, you gotta be on the lookout for that. You
so she got hot pocket vagina, then you can't go
she
back.
You don't want overheated hot pocket. Yeah. Man, if you
but you like crock pot vagina.
Yeah, see, crock pot, that's the slow roast.
But if you let crock pot, you can let a crock pot go for 8 hours, the temperature is kind of hot. You don't want to just pick it up and put it in your mouth and burn your tongue.
But you can turn it down to like warm, to like a simmer. You know
what
I'm
saying? Keep it warm.
Yeah, and that's what I say, like when it's under the cover, it's like simmering. You know what I'm saying? It's just and it's just sitting there warm and it's just cooking at a low level. All night,
never look at Food Network the same.
And I watch Food Network every day. Yeah.
Shout out to all my ladies with their crock pot. I
like house shoe pussy. Like I
house shoe.
House
Can
shoe
we
pussy.
Get back to these
house,
drinks?
Hold on, house shoe pussy is like a woman who's not always out with her single friends or on the scene. You know what I'm saying? She's mostly at the house, cuddled up, watching. Netflix or Hulu or something like
you
that.
You depend on what house shoe you talking about. You talking about the house shoe that you just slide the feet
or
in,
black house
or you talking about that black house shoe that the back flap around. Down on the bottom? Like,
yeah, like an old Air Force One.
You or
just,
are you talking about
the
house shoes? What is it? The house shoes that your grandmama have? The one that you actually got to pull
I'm
up?
Talking about the joint. She got the joint with the fur across. The
toe. Okay,
cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Krieg jumps from Friday.
Yeah,
not them jumps.
Yeah, not
the Debos.
If she got Debos, you might want to run.
Yeah,
she the type. She the type chick emptying your pockets when you sleep. All right,
back to these drinks before we move.
Okay,
it not only makes the vagina taste, however they say it tastes, it does wonders for the skin, lady. So, more water, less sodas, more fruit, more vegetables, give you good skin.
Yes. Okay.
It makes you healthy as well. So, and a lot of y'all into health, being healthy right now.
Let's talk about male influence, right? And the way it's impacting our youth of today. Jay Gray, you want to share the story that you shared with us?
Yeah, I was talking to a student of mine, and he was just talking to me about how school isn't a motivator for him. And it was two guys in the room with me, and I was just talking to him, just shooting the breeze with him early in the morning. Cause I got a couple students that come talk to me in the morning just to kind of clear their head. Before they get the day started, and it was just like, man, I'm just done with school. And he was like, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I get out of school, I'm gonna do some drugs. And I was just like, and they asked me, have you ever smoked? Have you ever do any drugs? And I was telling him, I'm allergic to marijuana, so I can't smoke. So he was like, you don't pop pills, you don't do. I was like, nah, And it was just like, wow. I was just like, man, I never seen it being a reason to do so. And I never found it cool because drugs just, you know, I just knew the impact of drugs, you know, and that comes from just my history. My grandfather was an extreme alcoholic. I had a real drug addicted older cousin, and I just seen a downfall of it all. So he was just like, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I get out, you know, when I get out of school, man, or get out of my mom's house, man, I'm gonna probably do all the black people drugs. That's what they said. And I was like, black people drugs? What's that? He's like, man, just pop pills, you know, smoke weed, you know, drink lean, stuff like that. And it's a culture now. And he compared them to, like, Lil Wayne in the Future. So it's a culture now. And what people fail to realize is that these kids be really looking into this stuff. And I see it every day. I see it every day, the motivation of what these kids want. And they want fast money. They don't care about education. They don't care about it's like all of the smart young men in my school, I think only two of them like are really like those type of kids where they kind of in tune with like hip hop culture. All the rest of them are like the standoff kids who like video games, and, you know, art projects and art and stuff like that. Like they're not really in tune with like hip hop culture.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying. So like it's only like two students who are like really into like hip hop culture who actually are excelling in school. All the other kids who are into that are completely struggling. So it's like, it's almost like to this point, like what is motivating these kids? And they motivated by
the wrong shit.
Completely the wrong thing. Like it's just every day. And I try to be mindful of what I say, because I know that if it's maybe just one person watching, because they're really a direct result.
Yeah, that one child in a group of 20 will make a difference.
Right, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with those odds.
Yeah.
I'm okay with those odds.
Man, that's fucked up, because a lot of the things that you hear in rap music today it's been a lot of, not even just today, but you've always heard things that were detrimental to the community and the youth, you know what I'm saying? Because one of the rappers on his Snapchat, I'm not even going to call him by his name, but on his Snapchat, he was walking with a group of other young men who were probably younger than him, and he said, I don't keep nothing but 17, 18-year-olds around me, number of young niggas. Niggas who ain't going to think about nothing, just going to kill something.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And to have that mindset or even be giving off that or portraying that that's how you think or that's how you want people around you to think, that encourages the other young men that, okay, in order for me to be cool to him, I got to think like that. And that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucked up way to be going through life. And a lot of these young men are out here looking for acceptance. You know what I'm saying? Especially peers wise.
So that's the kids in the community, inner city kids, man, who if they do have male figures in their life, they have those type of male figures in jail, doing street stuff, in gangs, that whole type of mentality. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just some days I'm very thankful for the cats I grew up around. Cause they was in the hood, man, but they saw potential in me, and they just told me to be smart about it. And they really taught me how to channel their street mentality and their street hustle into legal things.
Yeah.
Take this hustle and these laws and guidelines, and you use it in a sense of doing right in school. And I never really cared how people saw me as far as what I was doing. And so once I actually started, I didn't take school serious in high school a lot because I didn't really have a supervision and a push. But once I got to college, I really started to see that. Like I really started and really own up to it and say, like, you know what, I can really use this same hustle. It's no different. Like, it's really no different. It's just the viewpoint. Like, what you wearing and how you wear stuff doesn't matter. If you really take that same hustle that you using in selling dope or you using in hustling and rapping or whatever, it's the exact same education.
It's just crazy how all the negative things get glorified, such as jail, not being afraid to go to jail and all that.
Man, you street cred.
Like, jail is not a motherfucking place. You should, if you like waking up whenever you want to, going to sleep whenever you want to,
eating what you want to eat, because I talking on the phone,
You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you like to do, if you like to do a lot of that, you can't do a lot of that in jail.
You like walking around the corner because you know you can't leave the gate.
Listen, if you like pussy, or if you a woman who likes penis,
oh Jesus.
You can't get that when you go to jail.
I mean, you can, but that ain't gonna be the same.
It ain't gonna be the. It ain't gonna be the what you want. It's gonna be what you. It's not gonna be what you want.
Still, right. If you gotta go through all that to even get it, then like it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so,
I think the thing like what Jay said, I'm gonna touch on it as far as like having somebody over him to tell him to channel that mentality into something legal. That's one thing, but I think a lot of these young kids, it's so much negative reinforcement and so much negative imagery that like plays into their mind to where they think that they are supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To where they don't see black people in a positive light, or they don't see anybody that's like them in a positive light or doing something positive with their lives, to the point to where they see kids out here running around with guns, you know what I'm saying, smoking weed, shooting heroin, or popping pills, whatever the fuck they doing, you know what I'm saying, and they think, okay, well, this is how we supposed to be, like, it's all over social media, it's all over the TV, it's all over the place, this is how we supposed to do, this is what we do, but they don't see kids out here, you know what I'm saying, being smart and, like, starting businesses or getting into whatever college they want to get into, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, they don't see that, so they don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't, you know what I'm saying, want to get into that because they just don't see it. All
or even if it is in their community, is not being glorified in their community because if you're if you're smart, making all A's, guess what you are? You're a geek and you're not interested.
Yeah, it's
you're
like they get outcast. And even then, it's like the kids that are smart like that, their parents tell them don't hang around them kids. They tell them to stay away from them.
And sometimes, you know what I found there was, when I was younger, I had a friend who was cute when he was 14. One of his best friends was one of the smartest people in our class. And the best friend mom, which was a friend of mine too, told him not to hang around this particular young man because he was street and it was no good coming out of that. But being in that friendship made him start coming to school every day, start to do certain things, start making A's and all type of stuff. And then the street life ended up catching him when he was literally 14, that on my 14th birthday. When he was in the mindset, you know what, I want to be somebody someday. Yeah. It just, his past had caught up with him and it was, you know, his life got taken. But that positive influence from another, because me doing it, I'm a girl. He's not trying to be like me. He's not trying to be similar to me. So for him seeing that this other young man who, he didn't wear every pair of Jordans that came out, but he had a couple pair. He was cool. He wasn't into the streets. He was like school, home, play game. That's it. That helped him to be, you know what, I want to be something similar to him. I like how he does things, and he started to change. It's just unfortunately he had his life taken away. So I don't, when parents say that, stay away from this child's going to be a bad influence on you. You ever think about that your child may be a good influence on these children?
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, because parents, I completely understand where parents come from. They don't want their kids to be in a situation, because parents are overprotective, and they don't want their kids to be in a situation where it's out of their control, or where, you know, they don't trust their kids' decision, or, you know, they don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't know.
Yeah.
So I get that. But, you know, there, like you said, there are some kids who can be that positive influence on somebody because, you know, they see somebody that's just like them. They ain't, you know what I'm saying, they ain't on that negative shit. They're like, hey, it's a different way if I'm around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you, we all got friends that we do certain shit around and that we don't. You know, like, and if the kids that are like into like negative shit, they get around there. One kid that's like into positive shit, they be like, you know, maybe this street shit ain't really, you know what I'm saying, ain't cut out. I probably, you know what I'm saying, because this shit he doing seem like it's cool. He fuck with it. So, like, you know what I'm saying, let me get
that
into
could
this.
Work. But another way to look at it is a lot of things that get spread throughout social media does reach the youth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times you see people spreading news of death, robberies, things of that nature. You rarely get people who
graduation.
Yeah, that, like, yeah, the graduate. Yeah. You don't see people celebrating positive shit.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, I've actually muted a lot of fucking news outlets for the simple fact people don't do anything but spread when murders and shit happen. And that shit, third, I felt like I was getting desensitized to a lot of things that were going on.
Yeah, that's what it
is. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, dog, I'm so fucking sick of seeing this person died, that person died. Like, god damn, ain't nobody having kids. Like,
but you got to look at it this way, too. Like, think about when you're looking at formal positive things, education, graduations, things like that, they're not allowed to post these type of things. Like cell phones weren't allowed. Like, cell phones aren't allowed in the use of graduation, right? So you can't really have a person Snapchatting then walking across the stage. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not even. Pictures, I'm just saying. Not even just graduations, though.
But I mean, I'm just saying, but like, in the sense of just anything, like those type of things, those positive celebrations.
All right, now time out. All the people that you see with kids, right? This might be different for your time, right? But for me, I rarely see people posting anything about a child having good grades.
What? It'd be all over my Facebook.
Or anything. Jeez. Like, no, we're not just talking about Facebook, though.
Yeah.
But I rarely get to see that, right?
Yeah.
You know what I see? I see when such and such child got to fighting on the bus, and I'm going up there to act the ass.
I had to mute a lot of people that was retweeting a lot of those fights.
Or I'm going to the school to act the ass because the teacher didn't did this to my child or something.
What happened to the parents that didn't go to school to act the ass, that went to the school to ask you what you did?
But see, that's things that you can show, right?
Yeah, or they don't.
Accomplishments, you know what I'm saying?
For
the most part, you see people say, hey, got the job, things of the nature. Then you get a couple thank yous and shit like that. But let a motherfucker say they got fired. Or why you get fired?
Two days worth of talking and
People want to spread the negativity more than the positivity. Now, don't get me wrong. I have been a person who's done it. But at the same time, I've realized that this shit ain't cool because
it's draining.
It's draining as fuck because you always have. But it's always pulling negative emotions.
So I understand why it will pull, especially when you think about when you get older, you see that, right? And you learn you got the mindset of how to stop it. But teenagers, they don't. Like,
they're
seeing whatever is gravitated. But and I get what you're
saying. What I'm saying is, it starts with us,
right?
Because what we spread typically trickles down
to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I'm challenging people to stop spreading the negative stories and things in that nature. Don't get me wrong. Some shit be funny. Like, if you get, like, you might get a story where a woman put a shark in a tub with her cheating boyfriend or something.
He bit the penis.
But I'm just saying, that could be something that's, okay, that's funny. You know, somebody went out their way to do it. But once you're doing it every day or all day, like, it's, like, I literally had to unfollow this one chick because it's all she did mostly every hour on the hour. It was some type of negative report.
Retweeting something
and
like
people
that.
Were like, well, you want to keep up with what's going around you and things like that. Half the shit that you probably heard about is on the other side of town. Country. And then it was done between two people who knew each other, that were friends, or they had some type of dealings with each other. So it's like,
some people think that's the only kind of news.
Yeah.
It's not.
Man,
I had to mute people to Jupiter in order to get that type of stuff off my timeline.
But before you get to that point, Dave, before you get to that point of like what the news is portraying, it starts with people
giving them the
right.
You
cannot report something unless it's given to you to report. So I have to give you that information or give you that story before you can say anything about it. So it starts with us. Like, people are not accountable with the actions that they perceive.
Yeah, you have to choose.
Like, it has to be a choice. Like, you cannot just say, like, for example, right? A person was like, man, they locking up our black boys for selling dope. Stop fucking selling dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot take one without the other. Like, you cannot say they locking us our young black men up for doing these crimes. Motherfucker, stop doing these crimes. Don't act like,
I know what you're saying. Like, we have to take accountability, but it's like, nah, you have to understand what situations, like, what these people are put into to have to want to do this shit.
I think that creates a different conversation.
Like, it's because, a different conversation. Like, because, it's deeper than what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, these people don't necessarily want to do this shit, or they want to do it because of the negative, like how this shit gets portrayed to be like a positive. Like, they turn negatives into positive, and they try to say that if you do these negative things, you could turn this shit into a get rich story and like be this millionaire or whatever, a crime boss, whatever shit like that. And I get that. But you have to look at the deeper meaning of like the deeper situation of where how people are put into situations to where crime is the only option to make a living for themselves. And it's like, dog, like if you have to sell dope, like if your bills are due that week and you can't get a fucking job, like what do you do? What can you do if you can't get this shit?
Hey, I came from like,
man, okay.
At the end of the day, I came from absolutely nothing. When I say absolutely nothing,
and it's understandable.
I came from absolutely nothing. What I mean is we to the point where we had to share bath water, my nigga. And so if I came from that and it was people, grown ups telling me that this is not your avenue, Jay, don't do this. Even because I had adults and older people in my corner telling me not to do certain things. It's a world of a difference when you have certain people who show you that you don't have to do this type of stuff. And regardless of what God, no, regardless of what you're saying. Regardless of what y'all are saying, I get what you're saying. But at the end of the day, all of these places, all these situations that we're talking about, these places have schools. And if you got a school to go to, there's at least one person there that can help you get past whatever it is that you're going through. It is not the end of the world. It just has to create a focus.
Wait a minute before you. No. I want to.
Hold on. No.
I want to elaborate on something he's saying right now. What he just said about there are places to help, there are actually places out here to help. Like, you can go, any hospital you can go to, they have a list of people that pay your light bills, your rent, help you buy food for your kids, like,
okay.
Those places.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All I was going to say is, you had people over you that watched over you. Not everybody has it.
Let me say this. Because I had this argument with my best friend. It's always going to be exceptions to things like that, right?
Yeah, always.
Me and you came from probably the same environment, and we probably had two different upbringings, right? You probably had people to tell you that you could do that. I didn't. I had people telling me that I couldn't.
But KP, but be honest. Did you have people tell you can do it and you didn't listen?
Are we in Iceland?
Or did you have...
No, I had people telling me that I couldn't.
I had people tell me all day that I couldn't do shit.
But you had the positive reinforcement. I didn't get that.
From who?
That's what I'm telling you. I didn't get that.
I got it from OG.
But you just said you got it.
But what I'm saying is I had people tell
me. Are you listening to respond or are you listening to understand?
Go ahead.
You just said that you got that positive reinforcement. What I'm telling you is that's something that I didn't get.
You know how many people don't get that.
That's what we're trying to get you to see, that it's people out here who don't get that at all.
I got
to
disagree with that because you're in an organization where they teach you how to be disciplined.
That came later on in life after I made the decisions I made.
But
that came later on in life.
KP, you went to school, right?
Barely.
But you went to school?
Sometimes, yeah.
So when you went to school?
I was probably not in class, so I was asleep. We can keep going. I'm telling you, this is how my life was.
But what I'm saying is,
you had the outlet,
Moments where you were asleep, those moments where you was cutting school, that was your outlet.
And you just didn't.
You just didn't accept it, or you just didn't acknowledge it enough to take it.
And even then, what do you have to do when we look back on the time that I was doing it? I didn't know that at the time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that people are just unaware. That's all I'm saying. But that's not an excuse.
Nobody says it's an excuse to go out and fuck up. But at the same time, if you don't know, you really can't just say, you fucked up because you don't know. Like, nah, you can't do that.
I'm not saying that. But I know, for example, right? I know students who completely just rebel against authority.
I'm not saying that it ain't none that do that because it's a lot that do that. But at the same time, we can't ignore the fact that it's people out here who are truly lost. Some of those who are truly lost are the ones who rebel to help. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's, they don't know where to start.
Yeah. They feel like, just like you said, it's not the end of the world. They feel like it's the end of the world. And I've always said, just like he just said about the positive imagery, when you grow up in certain situations and you walk outside and the only things that you got to look at to make money or do whatever or whatever is popping is the most negative shit in the world. You don't get to see, living in the hood, you don't, yeah, ain't no fucking doctors on your block. Ain't no lawyers on your block. You see what I'm saying? So for those people, they don't get to see that. But now, since social media is so big, they can see that.
And they still choose not to.
And they, but those are the rebellious ones, right?
What I'm saying is,
it's people out here who can be reached and who can possibly, their minds can be changed. What I'm saying is, it starts with us, just as you said.
I was just gonna say
that we have to get out here and be outreaches to these young guys, because we know what that feels like. We come from that same environment. That's what I'm trying to get to.
That's what I was just about to say. Is like, we have to take the responsibility of helping them, because we know better. And like, when we know better and we see them not really knowing, we gotta instill that knowledge into them so that they get on the right path, because they may not have that person that's telling them to get on the right path.
But they, when do you choose to stop? Like, when is the time where you say,
saying, like, everybody has that same opportunity.
Like, but when do you choose to say, I can't do this no more? Because you're only one person, right? So,
a
person who is continuously, completely rebelling, right? Like, I see
you saying, when do you, like, give up on that child?
When is it a time to walk away from this kid?
You know, I don't think you do.
And I agree with you, but we got to be realistic.
I'm being realistic. Being realistic, saying is you can't save everybody.
You can't change everybody's mindset. That was the argument that we had. Yeah, right.
I know you can't save everybody, and I completely understand that. But dog, you cannot. You just can't give up on them. You just can't. I can't, because really, if you give up on them, they might be right there at the edge. And if you give up on them, they turn around. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might be getting ready to hit their breaking point. And if you give up and they turn around and go right back to doing the negative shit, and you gave up on them, like, how could you?
That's
understandable. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
Like, you don't know if they're at step one away from the finish line or still 51. And it's like, you don't know that.
So it's like, everybody has different steps. Like, the shit, it varies from person to person. So it's like, you really can't give up on each and every one of them, or one that may be further along than the other. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's the thing. Like, if you're pushing yourself to put on, like, you're only human, and you can only do so much for so many people. And let's just be honest, especially me, right? I have children. So everything that I do for the kids that I work for and I work with, I'm sacrificing time with my family.
Yeah.
I'm sacrificing. Just being completely honest, I'm taking away moments where I could be doing the same thing for my children.
Yeah.
So I express that to these kids. But at the same time, that means that every opportunity that I'm giving these kids that I work for, they take it for granted. Yeah, I'm losing that opportunity for my kids. Because then that means that I'm instilling a bit of a risk for them to do the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
So it becomes a point where you say, what?
Okay, so this what I say is, like, we can't do it on our own. Nobody can do it on our own. So we have to reach out to other people, or, like, build an organization, or have people to spread the time.
But see, my issue with organizations is that so many people create this mindset of, the world is against them. And I don't want to create that battle, because that creates hate. Because if you build up a thing knowing that somebody's against you, your whole mindset becomes to prove people wrong. And if you are doing things motivated to prove people wrong, you already lost the battle. Because once you get to that top, the first thing you're going to do is look back and do an aha moment. Like, and you're acknowledging people that really don't fucking
God
matter.
Damn, because that might be me right now. Because when I get there, I'm shitting on.
Don't do that.
And see, but that's what you created. You're creating
I'm just saying,
as far as, like, spreading time to spend with these kids and spread the same message. Because I know you can't reach every single
kid.
But
that's what I'm saying. That's
the
battle that I deal with, Dave, because there's so many people. Like, these kids, most of these kids are up against a battle of, Black boys can't do this. Black boys can't do that. And so they're in their mindset, for those who are turning the corner with, their mindset is to, I want to get on a certain level where I can shit on white people. No, man, that's not your motivation. It shouldn't be your motivation. Your motivation should be to provide for you and your family.
Not to say that nobody thinks like that, but I don't think everybody who's trying to progress has that.
I'm saying. But I'm talking about like just for those that I've seen that who are turning the corner.
Yeah,
they have a build up against trying to prove people wrong. And if your motivation is to prove people wrong, you've lost the battle, because whether you're doing it positively or negatively, your motivation of to do something for someone else is already taken away from you.
I get that. And it's like, honestly, once you constantly tell kids that shit from, like, once they have that constant mindset or that constant message of you can't do this, you can't, and then they finally do the shit and then they say, yeah, I can, like, I mean, I get where kids come from. Like, if you tell them they can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you playing the game against them and shit, and then you constantly tell them you can't beat me, and they finally do, they going to showboat and shit in your, you know what I'm saying? They going to be in your face talking shit.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah.
So, I get that.
So, I guess we all can agree on that we want to help be the change. We just don't know when it's... how to do it, or when it's acceptable to say, hey, I can't reach this person. Because, like I said, we had that argument, and my best friend was saying the same thing. He was like, who do you know that you can reach and who you can't reach? And how do you know that you should give up on them? Like, we had that argument.
Yeah.
All right, let it out.
I know we was joking and shit about the Kalani situation and the suicide and all this shit and depression and whatnot. I want to just completely say that this shit is not a joke. If you know somebody that is going through some things like that, please talk to them, get them some help, try to hear them out, let them vent to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let this shit fester. If you are going through some shit in your life and you need to get it out and talk to somebody, please do. I understand, like, some people say don't put everything on social media because you try to do it for attention and all that. Don't listen to them. If you have whatever outlet you need to get shit off of your chest, do it. Talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Get some help. You know what I'm saying? If you got to go out, have fun, like sit at the park or whatever, like whatever you got to do to relax your mind, to ease your mind, to make you feel better about whatever you got going on in life, please do this shit. Do not sit there and let this shit build up in you, because it'll make you do some shit that you really don't need to be doing.
Let it out.
I'm going to say this. It's not really a let it out. It's to a lot of people always are talking about the change they want to see. And I'm going to ask you this. Be the change that you want to see. You can't keep saying, I want to see this happen, or this should happen, or things need to be this way, when you're not a direct result of that. So if you want to see positivity around you, start expressing it. If you want to see love around you, start expressing it. If you want to get negativity around you, get rid of those people, or stop having negative thoughts, or stop blaming people for the reason why you're doing things. Be the result that you're looking for.
Word to God.
Let it out.
Mine's not that deep. I think it should just be understood that I need 2 ranch dressings when I get my food. Like, I think everybody should just give you 2 of your sauces. Like, one is not fucking enough for 5 chicken tenders. So don't do that shit.
Okay.
That's my let it out. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Jay Gray, let it out.
I always say, man, don't have more standards than you do understanding. And I think it just comes with just like the topics of what we're talking about. But there's so many people, man, they got all of these standards and things that they wish to instill in other people, but want people to accept them for who they are. Like, the world is flawed. Like, we all understand that everyone is flawed. We all understand that no one is perfect. However, you got so many imperfect people seeking perfection out of people. Mm. It's ridiculous. And it ain't got to a point now, man, especially with social media, is that everyone thinks that you can always find better because it's such an easy and readily outlet to find different and find things across the world or wherever. And it's just people are not starting to understand each other no more. People are more so wanting to see how things look and doing things for the look. wanting the approval of others. And if you say it's not for the approval of others, then you wouldn't put it on social media. That's simple.
Exactly.
Social media is that whole point. You are putting an outlet for the response of other people. And whether that's good or bad, it is what it is. You want that reassurance or you want that reaction. It's one of the reasons in this situation. And right now, I'm just seeing a down spiral of people really wanting acceptance for who they are and what they're doing, and people to be validating that when it's not necessarily what it needs to be. Talk to the people that you need to talk to. Be open-minded and transparent to the things that you want to discuss, and be realistic and understanding. Understanding is the biggest thing to me, because if you understand something, you know how to approach it. And especially if you look at it from a different perspective, you're not as biased. So just be understanding, man, and really start to seek realistic goals.
All right, my let it out for, I got two of them. One, I want to address the ooh, not me click. Every day it is a new member joining. Okay, that one really good.
Yeah, you called too.
No, I'm handing her the phone so she can
see it. My show's like,
damn. Okay. So like I said, every day it's a new member joining the Ooh Not Me click. And basically
what?
Ooh Not Me click.
Oh,
right?
Oh. I thought you said Ooh Not Me.
Okay. Nah. And the thing is when guys say things on Twitter and you get the women who come in, it's like, I don't do that. Not me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what type of women y'all date. And it's like, we see you talk about this or say something similar to what we've said all goddamn day. And then out of nowhere, today it changes. Like, I just don't fucking get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why. And then I want to say to you niggas who, you got dudes who they want to be you, but then when they figure out that they can't be you, they start to hate you and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's when the slick diss and then shit come. You know what I'm saying? All I know is you can't whoop me, bitch. That's all I got.
Shit. June 11th. Fourth annual.
Ah, yeah. Fourth annual.
No Negative Energy Cookout. Audubon Park. The address. I don't remember that motherfucker by heart. But we got the flyer out. The picture is on Twitter if you coming. Just come on through that motherfucker, you know. We have plenty of food, music, fun. Bring your kids, man. It'd be a great time. Spades, dominoes, and this motherfucker.
All the places that we got listeners in, Kansas, Georgia, Texas, California, Hong Kong, Europe, South Africa, Canada, Japan, Virginia, New York. Michigan,
below the border,
right. Damn, I can't. Mike, shout out to all y'all. This is where we got all our listeners at. Numbers constantly growing every week. You know what I'm saying? We putting a lot into this. We're gonna do another live podcast somewhere down the road in the city, and then we're gonna try to do another one, and possibly in Nashville or Atlanta. So we'll keep y'all tuning on.
Keep y'all updated as we get more information and get everything settled. But we appreciate all of the listeners. We appreciate everybody who live tweet, man. Yeah. Y'all have Twitter blowing up. Everybody, like, it seems like every week we got new people on the hashtag. I see new faces every week. People,
and then our Facebook page is growing, too. So, yeah, shout out to y'all.
Like, we expanding, man. This is what it's about. What else we got? Oh, follow the show page on Twitter at Real Thinkers Pod. We now have a Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's the same name.
Snappy Chat.
It's
that's what I call it.
It's at Real Thinkers Pod. It's the same as the Twitter. On Instagram, at Real Thinkers Pod.
We got Instagram there?
I don't know.
If we don't, we're going to make one.
Yeah. I don't even remember, because usually we just post the shit ourselves on our individual page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You follow me on Snappy Chat at KP Trill.
Snappy Chat.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Call it Snappy Chat.
Snappy Chat.
Yeah. Don't follow me on Snappy Chat.
I don't want to follow no dudes, but if you a girl who fine, I would lust over you.
Don't follow me on Snappy Chat, because I don't post shit. I just be on there.
I just done alert and lust.
That's all I'm there for.
Why is Slim doing all these videos?
This is
This is Real Thinker Podcast. Real Thinker Podcast. It's Real Thinker Podcast. On your motherfucking ass.